Hi everyone, welcome to the Barrington James podcast. I'm your host, Matthew Wichels. Here at Barrington James, we are dedicated to connecting top tier talent with some of the most innovative companies in the world of life science. Today, I'm joined by my guest, Carlos Pereira. He is the Director of Data Engineering and ML Platforms at Whoop. Before his time there, spent quite a lengthy period over at Moderna. Thank you, Carlos, for coming on the show.
Hey, morning, Matthew. Super excited to be here. As you said, this has been an exciting journey. A lot of experience in the biotech industry. I can't even remember my life before the biotech industry, even though I have more than 12 years of experience before that. But it's been 10 years, almost 10 years working with Moderna from the inception when we were like small company, a small biotech here in Boston, located in Cambridge, to like becoming a full-time worldwide enterprise that can that has proven to help people with mRNA vaccines. So it's been quite a journey. And then took the leap of faith and came to Whoop. It's been almost 6 months here. Very excited to have joined this company. It also aligns with my passion, which is basically trying to have some positive impact in people's lives, right? Like that's what we did at Moderna. We saved a lot of people, and you know, the entire platform of mRNA was conceived to help others. Same thing here at Whoop. So that aligns very much with my vision and with my goals, which is finding a way to make people better what they do. You don't have to be an athlete. You don't have to be a super sports person. It's just more like, what are you aiming to improve and how can we help you get there? So make you better, make you healthier, and help you achieve your goals. So super excited to be part of Whoop.
Perfect. How has that transition been? Obviously, Moderna doing something completely different to Whoop. How has that transition been from, you know, with regards to the product that they're offering?
Well, it was quite a change, right? Because Moderna, there is no wearables, there is no hardware. Most of the things that we did was like software and mRNA vaccines in labs, and like, you know, that was the kind of equipment that we had to deal with. Huge responsibility because, you know, we were designing these mRNA vaccines, and more than the vaccine is the platform to help develop those vaccines in record time. So the transition was interesting, challenging, and very unique. It was really hard to leave that company behind for because, you know, I felt that sense of accomplishment and also the time invested in helping the company become what it is today. But it was also exciting for me to, you know, take this new challenge, work on a very like different industry, but at the same time, very similar. Yes, it's wearables. Yes, it's hardware now, but it's also aligned with, you know, what I was saying before, like making somebody else's life better. So the transition was challenging. It's been amazing. I have had the chance to have like very good support system here at Whoop, not only from management, but also from the team that I manage. So, and my peers and everybody around me, they have been super supportive. So that helps a lot with the transition and makes everything easier. We are in a stage of a company where people want to get things done, right? There is no viscosity. There is no politics. We want to get things done for our members. So that helps a lot to make sure that those transitions and those learnings and that first couple of weeks, first couple of months become easier and easier. A lot of things to digest, of course, a lot of information to go through. But we're getting to the point that you become more like familiar with everything, right? Like you can actually deliver something.
Mm. Absolutely. And were you a customer of Whoop's before you decided to join them,
Good question. Yes, actually, I was a customer. I've been a customer of Whoop for more than 2 years. I've been a member. I'm passionate about data. I am super like that's what drives me like to get deep into everything that I do. So one of the things that I was obsessed with was like my performance in the fitness level. So how can I can improve? How can I make myself better? What are the things that I have to, you know, put more work on? So I did a lot of research on the wearable space. I was like, of course, a customer of like, you know, smartwatches and all of this. But I found Whoop, and more than that is that I found their mission and their vision, and also the data that they provide to their members. And it was impressive. Everything backed by science, yeah. Right? So when I bought it and I became a member, I was a kind of you get like a weekly review, like a weekly report and a monthly report. And at the beginning of my days and my journey at Whoop as a customer, I was like printing those reports, going through the data, like recording everything I could and try to understand my body better. That was my goal. So then Whoop came into picture as an opportunity for me to work on. So like it was like a match made in heaven. Everything, you know, fit perfectly.
Perfect. I'm still in my early journeys of Whoop. Obviously, I've had one now for probably 4 to 5 days now. I've already noticed, you know, small little things from the data, because just going through the application, there's so much there, you know, valuable, actionable insight of what you can do. It's really, really impressive. What did you find when obviously making the change from Moderna to Whoop and being a lot more heavily involved with them? Did you notice certain sort of lifestyle and mindset changes that you were making off the back of getting a better insight of the data and being on the inside of that?
Yeah, I mean, one of the biggest things that it was like probably the most interesting thing when I moved here was that this is a data-driven company. I mean, I'm not saying that other companies are not, or that in Moderna, data didn't play a key role, because it did. But here is like data-driven, right? Everything that we work and everything that we are like improving and trying to help our members is based on data sets. It's based on data and science, of course. The data is only as powerful, as accurate, and as actionable as it becomes, right? So here, everybody is thinking from the data point of view. Everybody wants to make educated decisions. Everybody wants to get the most that you can out of those data sets that we produce internally, because that's the beautiful thing right here, that we also produce our own data, right? It's our own hardware who produces the data. So we're not only the producers, but we are also the consumers. So the combination of these two plus the talent across the company is what give us the opportunity to provide to our members, including me and now including you, actionable insights that can help you, like, you know, improve whatever your target is. Because that's one of the most important things here too about Whoop, right? It's not everything that we do with the data, everything that we are aiming for with the combination of data science, machine learning, AI, is not to make you only a better athlete. It's to help you achieve whatever goal you have in mind. You don't have to be an athlete.
No, absolutely. I really like with the app where it's, you think obviously you guys work with a lot of data. There's a lot of insights you're giving like on a daily basis. But you click on the app and it's very sort of streamlined as well. So it's, you don't really get lost amongst the data as well. I think that's something that I really, really like about the app. Which is really, really good. Good. Just small improvements I noticed since like wearing it is just getting to bed on time and just really paying attention to the how I'm sleeping and making small changes. And I've only had it for a short period of time, so it's I can imagine over time, yeah, the data that you are going to get from it is going to be very sort of valuable and do exactly what it is you guys are missioning to achieve. What has been like the challenges and opportunities in managing all this data in the healthcare and fitness industry? How's that been?
Well, it's a lot of data, right? That's the biggest thing. Here at Whoop, we collect a lot of data from our members, right? Like almost every 30 seconds, we collect everything from a member. Heart rate, sleep, consistency, strain, movement, stress, everything. So we collect a lot of data. So the data easily becomes humongous, right? And the biggest challenge is, like, as you were saying, and I'm very happy to hear that, because my onboarding team will be very happy to hear that, is that despite of the amount of data that we collect, right, and the amount of data that we have to present to our users, we are trying to present the data in a digestible manner, right? We want to make sure that despite of like collecting data for 30 seconds during the time that you sleep, like every 30 seconds while you sleep, I want to make sure that what you get out of it is something that you can digest, right? Something that, again, gives you insights and actions and like ideas and suggestions to get better and improve. But also you have the chance to go deeper and go into, I would say, like I was saying at the beginning, go into those reports and really dig deep into the data. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the biggest challenges, right? Like how do you deal with this large amount of data sets to make it actionable and also to make it efficient? Because that's the other thing. You produce a lot of data, you store a lot of data. Now what? Right? Now what happens? This is exactly what happened at Moderna as well. We designed more than 70 apps in-house, and then we were collecting data for everybody. Like, that's awesome. And then on top of that, we bought data sets from external data providers. Like, how do you make this actionable? And a store in a sense that is efficient, because of course, storing in the cloud, and how do you process all of this? So one of the biggest things here at Whoop is that we have like amazing partners that can help us. And they have been helping us for a long time on how to make more efficient this storage in the cloud, how to better digest the models and curate the data for our, like, train our machine learning models, right? Or how can we better suit the data sets that we own to make sure that our AI companion that you have on your app can actually give you smart insights about your own data sets. So That's the biggest challenge, which I love, right? Like, the more, the merrier, but make it smarter. So that's one of the biggest things.
Perfect. And what sort of obviously I'm guessing that with Whoop, you know, where you guys are consistently evolving and, you know, putting out, you know, new updates on a consistent basis, but what sort of like the overall goal with regards to the data that you're collecting and how you're developing machine learning models? Yeah, you know, what's the overall goal of what you guys ideally would want to achieve with that?
So we want to get as customized and personalized as possible, right? We are of course growing, as you're saying. We deploy a lot of updates on a constant basis, and we want to make sure that we give you the more and more insights about your body. So a lot of updates on that front are coming. But it's also, how can we make sure that all those updates, all those new features, plus the combination of AI capabilities are really tailored to you? Right?
Yeah.
Because the experience of becoming a member, yes, you know, with time, you will learn how good you slept, right? How much strain are you putting on your body and how much stress are you tracking? That's awesome, right? With time, you get all of it. But then again, how do you make that so unique to my lifestyle, to my age group, to my gender, to my location, right? Because you can live in different countries, different weathers, different, all of that affects how your body reacts to everything, to the environment. So we want to make sure that we provide very customizable experiences to each one of the members when we expand all the capabilities of the strap. So we want to make sure that more and more things are coming, but are really suited to what you need to do and to help you be better.
Absolutely. And I think that's another thing I actually loved about Whoop. And obviously, I'm still quite new to it. So even before we had our initial conversation about getting you on the podcast, I was already looking into fitness trackers, want to get in better shape and, you know, take some accountability of my own personal health and everything. And upon doing like the research with Whoop, you're kind of going beyond that as well with regards to even making how you wear this device customizable and personable with, you know, the, you know, wrist strap and your arm strap and then items of clothing and everything as well.
Yeah.
What was the decision behind going down that avenue and not just keeping it as a essentially like a standard wearable device?
Well, I think that one of the biggest things about the strap and how Whoop works is the concept of a 24/7 coach. So this is a strap that you don't have to take off your body ever. So that's the first thing, right? 24/7 availability. You can charge your strap without having to take it off of your body. You can take a shower, you can swim. So it gives you that 24/7 capability. But we also understand how we are all looking for different apparel, different trends. People like to follow different colors. And we want to support all those requests from our members. So we have colors from every brand, for every strap. You can wear it on the arm, which is also very, very helpful when you are like practicing different sports. Or let's say you're wearing suit and tie and maybe you want to hide your strap. And also the wearable. The wearable is something amazing because the team has been like really outstanding designing these wearable pieces of clothing that actually are designed to store the device in the key places of your body where we can track all the same measurements as we do on the wrist. So I think that the decision was more to make sure that we can accommodate the different needs of our members and making sure that there is an option for everybody. Very inclusive. So we want to make sure that whatever you want to do, wherever you want to wear it, and whatever your situation is, we are able to provide you with an option. So it's more about that, making sure that everybody has an option on how to wear wood.
Absolutely. No, I love it. I love that the screen as well was quite good. what's sort of the idea behind that and not having the screen? Because obviously you've got a lot of data. People love data and making them sort of, you know, decisions off of it. Obviously, Whoop doesn't have the screen. What's sort of the idea and vision behind that? Because I know that's quite a strong message that you guys have.
Yeah, that's true. Actually, one of the slogans that we have in our t-shirt is that when people ask us, like, what's that watch? It's not a watch. It's a Whoop. Of course, I was not here. I was not part of Whoop when this idea came into picture. Of course, I've been here for only 6 months. But what I found is that we don't want to be just an extension of your phone. We don't want to be that companion that is like giving you notifications all the time about a new text message, a new post, about news, or a phone call or stuff like that, right? We just don't want to be that. We want to be that coach that is seamless, that is always with you, but you don't feel it. You don't see it. There is no distraction. It is easier to wear. So, and combine with your outfits and all of this. So, and it fits your needs when you're like really into fitness. Like, you know, you can accommodate that everywhere, as we already said. So I think it's more the idea of not having an extension of your phone and really like pursue and double click on that idea of becoming your 24/7 coach.
Perfect. So with regards to some more of the technical stuff, how are you guys, you know, developing the email platforms, sort of the email platforms, and, you know, ensuring that you're delivering on, you know, this scalable AI platform? How do you guys make sure you're keeping on top of that?
Well, we try to pursue everything that is like top technology right now, right? Like, again, this is very easy for us because easy in the sense that we have a lot of support, not only internally from like the super talented team of people that we have, but it's also the work with our partners. So we're always trying the new technologies. We want to make sure that everything is scalable and efficient. We want to make sure that we train our people on the latest technologies and how to use those technologies with the new features and services that you can find on the cloud. So it is a combination of both in talent and teamwork. Not only teamwork internally, but as I said before, teamwork with our partners.
Perfect. And how do you guys ensure like the reliability and the efficiency of those AI models in production?
Well, now you're getting into the technical. I love it. So I would say that, I mean, to really like ensure that reliability and efficiency of the AI models, I would say that there are like a couple of things that come to mind that we do, all right? Like several key practices. So first of all, I would say that we do very, very thorough and detailed model development and testing. So we want to make sure that we use quality data, you know, clean, diverse data sets to train our models. We make sure that we have the proper validation of our models. So we validate them thoroughly to ensure that they work well on existing and new data sets, of course. And on that topic of model development and testing, I would say that the last thing that we focus on that is very important is stress testing, right? We want to make sure that we test our models in as many scenarios as possible so we can understand their limitations. So then we can improve upon them. I would say now the second thing that I think it's a key practice for this is to the continuous monitoring. Because yes, you have a model that's great, it works today with the data sets that you own today, but how is that evolving? We get new members every day. We expand to 11 new countries recently. So we want to make sure that we account for all of this. So we do performance tracking. We want to make sure that we have a platform where we can detect drift of those models. And of course, when we detect all these new behaviors, we have to put in place some alert systems. So that's more on the continuous monitoring side of things. Another key practice is scalability and efficiency. And I think that we have reiterated this a lot, but make sure that we have proper resource management and load testing, right? Make sure that everything can scale up and down. And again, we are aiming to keep growing our member base. So we want to make sure that everybody gets the best experience of them all. And then we get into a section that is extremely important for us as Whoop, and it's a very important for me as well, particularly talking about security and compliance. So two topics that are very key on that: data privacy and model security. So the model security, we want to make sure that we prevent any kind of attack to our models, any kind of data leakage or anything like that. We really pay attention to that. And of course, data privacy. We deal with data from our members, from people, like their personal data, their personal behaviors, their health data. Not only here at Whoop, I dealt with that in Moderna as well. So we want to make sure that we follow the data privacy regulations to protect our user data. And for that, we at Whoop, we don't only do it on the data side of things, but we also do it in partnership with our legal teams to make sure that we are always compliant. And then we have a couple of other things that I like to focus, like automation, to make sure that we are as efficient as possible and reduce the overhead work of redoing tasks. And yeah. Of course, we have the ability to get like collect feedback and updates and make sure that it iterates, right? It goes over and over, and we get better every time. So those are probably one of the few things that we say are the key practices that we follow at Whoop to make sure that we ensure reliability and efficiency.
Perfect. Love it. That was going to be my next question, actually, about the security. So I'm glad you covered that as well. It does seem like you guys are really kind of at the forefront of wearables. Sort of probably one of the most innovative companies out there, certainly in this space at the moment. What are your thoughts on like the current impact that AI is having, within not just the wearables industry, but the healthcare space as a whole, in the potential direction that it's going in?
AI is the buzzword these days, right? I just came back from a conference in San Francisco where everything was AI. So everybody wants to make sure that AI is part of their work. And I think that's the right mindset, right? Like, we want to make sure that AI is our co-pilot for everything that we do. I still believe that everything AI requires a human interaction at the end to make sure that everything is like properly done, because we're not there yet to rely 100% on any of these technologies. So I would say that today, like on the healthcare, I think there is a lot of advancements and advantages of using AI for diagnostics, right? Like, because AI improves the accuracy in detecting mm-hmm. diseases from medical images, for example. It helps a lot with predictive analytics. So you become more predictive than reactive, so you can try to be ahead of the game. Efficiency, virtual assistants, all of this in the healthcare space is very key today. And more on our niche, which is the wearables, I would say that health monitoring, right? Like, AI tracks vital signs and provides real-time health insights. So it helps us a lot. On the fitness space, I think that, again, we're working toward having like really customized and personalized fitness recommendations. And one of the biggest things that we have discovered with Whoop, and we have a lot of testimonials over the last, 5 to 10 years, is that early detection. So the combination of our wearable, the technology that comes from the data and AI are helping us to, detect early signs of health issues. So we've seen that a lot. Now, if we think about more about the future and where are we going with this, I would say that, again, if we go back to the healthcare industry, which encompasses some of the work that we do at Whoop, of course, like advanced diagnostics again, maybe drug discovery that's going to make it easier, things that we already have today that can be improved, like telemedicine or robotic surgery, things like that. And if we again go back to where we are on the wearables space and where are we going with AI, I would say that mental health, smart clothing, long-term mm-hmm. tracking. So the interoperability of all these things that we have today, wearables, I think that our wearables will integrate seamlessly with other health devices, right? We see that today, but I think that it's still a lot of space there to improve and be better. Whoop integrates with a lot of stuff, a lot of different technologies and a lot of different wearables, even exercise equipment and stuff like that, that help us, collect more data and make sure that we live in this ecosystem of wearables and technology where AI really shines.
Perfect. Is that kind of a huge goal of Whoops to be able to have more integration with other products and applications that are on the market outside of just the monitoring side of things? As you mentioned, and as I noticed with the app myself as well, when you're going through and you open up in the morning, obviously you've got the journal that you can fill out and everything. Love yeah. that. I think it's kind of good. Kind of even outside of that, it's something that makes you think. And double guess everything and makes you question things a little bit more. But it brings up things like mental health, your sex drive, anxiety, depression, and everything and so on and so forth. Do you see work becoming more of an application as well that has more personalized in it to accommodate for those side of things as well? Or do you see it kind of integrating more with other applications of things like a Headspace, for instance, with regards to what it can offer?
It's a good question. I don't think that there is a right or wrong answer or a size fits all. I would say that, yes, like as you were saying, the journal and the input that we provide to the app itself today is extremely helpful, because that's how we detect how good you feel the last day, or like where is your head space at the moment. So we are really expanding into that, and not only into that, on the mental health, but also on the women's health, which is one of the things that I love the most, is that we are really like going very deep into women's health, which I think is a space that hasn't been really worked on enough. So I think that that's a good question, because it's not like a size fits all. We want to integrate with a lot of the different components that a human uses for their mental health, for their fitness health, for everything in their like technology and wearable ecosystem. And we're working on that. You can actually go to your iPhone and you can turn on Whoop for tracking some of your health data points as well today. Same thing for the Google Health Kit. But I think that now we are tapping really into an unexploited or really unexplored field, which is women's health. And we want to really get into that as well, to make sure that we provide real insights into what that space has been not being able to provide to women. And as you were saying, also the journal, right? You have to put some, you have to feed the app a little bit. You give us some data, and we really start to understand your current behavior on a daily basis. So that's how we get to that point of giving you actual insights that are only tailored to you. So that space of interacting with other wearables in that ecosystem is always a priority for us. We want to make sure that we collect as much data as possible to give you the actionable insights that you need.
Perfect, perfect. And how important is that data that you obviously provide within that journal compared to the data that you're getting from all the sensors and everything actually on the device itself? Does that make like a huge impact in regards to education with regards to its users? What sort of the impact that the two combined make?
Yeah, excellent, because it's a teamwork between those two data sets, right? The data that we collect, we have full control over it. We know what data is coming, how the data is being collected and organized and stored. The data that the user or the member provides to us through the app really help us to unlock those insights that we are not able to collect. So we are not able to collect, when was the last time you had your dinner last night, what was the time? Or we're not able to collect how good you felt yesterday, if you have any anxiety, or if you, let's say, commute to work and how long that commute took. But when the users and the members start providing those insights to us, then we can really help unlock all the other things that you have never thought about as a member. So in my particular case, for example, I commute to work 3 times a week. So I put the data in my app, or let's say I track how many cups of coffee I take a day, or let's say a calcium supplement that I take. So all those small pieces that the app is not capable of tracking with the strap are giving me insights that are making me better. So for example, I now understand that if I drink like maybe 2 cups of coffee in the mornings, and I combine that with my training in the mornings, I'm going to have a better sleep. I would never be able to identify that by myself, right? Because as humans, there is so much data around us. We produce so much data on a daily basis that it's really hard for us to digest. And this is where Whoop like really shines. We are helping you to identify those key points and those insights where you can actually use them and make a difference for yourself.
No, absolutely. I'm really sold on the app, to be fair. How the data from both sides, from what I am having to put in, and I've only had it for a few days, so I'm sure over the time that I'm having it, it'll only kind of extend. But I like the idea of how that basically syncs together, and it's giving and it's tailoring that data off the back of that. I think it's something that not very many other wearables are delivering on. And again, it just outside of the data as well, even just kind of as a mindset sort of thing, I noticed the huge changes just because it makes you think, which I think is quite important from a metric in itself to go just beyond the data and obviously just making you be a little bit more accountable and think about your actions as well, which I think is quite important, which is quite good. Perfect. So you guys obviously had a few quite positive announcements quite recently as well. Obviously your partnership with OpenAI. I appreciate there's only probably a limited amount that you guys can go into detail about some of these, but how has that significantly played a part in advancing kind of the AI research?
Yeah, that announcement has been public for a long time now, I think, but we want to, as I was saying before, we want to use the best that we can find out there for our members, right? We are focused on the well-being of our members and unlocking their human potential. So OpenAI or other technologies from the AI realm are really helping us to get there, right? Like to use their technology, to use their platforms, and they are learning from our data sets, learning from the ways that we work internally to make sure that we empower those insights and we really give something customized to our users. So partnerships are key for the success of any company, I think. And then when you find those partners that are going to make you better and they really work with you and alongside yourself and your teams and making sure that they are helping you get to your goals, those are the partnerships that we value a lot. So yes, OpenAI is one of those.
Perfect, yeah. We made bigger announcements. Of course, we'll get onto that one next as well, because I'm very excited to kind of hear a little bit about how that one came about. We've got the OpenAI bit, because I haven't had the chance to use it as of myself yet, but I noticed you've got ChatGPT in the app as well. How did that come about, and what sort of role does that play in regards to developing maybe some of the more personalized plans and recommendations that the device makes?
Good call. Yes. So we call it Coach. It's our coach on the app. And the beauty of it is that it helps you. Let's say you are less tech savvy or you are not really going to dig into like data points yourself, but you can ask now, right? That makes the easiness and the easy, like finding you easy paths to interact with your own data and with the app. So you can go to Coach and ask plain things like, hey, how was my sleep last night? How can I improve my sleep? Would you be able to draft me a training session for based on my, by my previous trainings? Tell me about my recovery for my age group. So all these things are just, it's Whoop's effort to make the interaction with the app easier for everybody. It will help you understand better where you are and where are you going and what are the things that you can improve. Of course, all this growth on the AI space with the coach in the app, it's still in development. So we are growing very fast and moving very fast in that space to make sure that our customers get the most customization possible based on their own experience.
Perfect. I will have to get around to using that at some point when I get the time to really, because I've only just, I think today, unlocked my personalized data with it. So I'm still yet to really deep dive into the application. So I'm really looking forward to that. Yes. Of course, the other huge announcement that you guys made, which I'm sure a lot of people be quite interested to hear about. Obviously, you guys are involved with quite a lot of athletes, but of course, probably one of the most famous athletes on the planet, Cristiano Ronaldo. How did that come out, and how has that partnership really influenced not just as I'm sure, new customers coming in to the brand, but also how you guys have further developed the product and used user engagement to develop the application further?
Yeah, that was a very, very exciting announcement we made recently. And as shared on the announcement, Cristiano Ronaldo has been wearing Whoop for a couple of years. And what better partnership to go into, right? If we go into his like performance as a footballer or a soccer player, it's just outstanding, right? It's an athlete that is always pursuing, I don't want to say perfection, but always pursuing like improvement, right? You're going to get better every time, regardless of age, location, team, you name it. So he's always getting better and better and being very consistent, not only at his like soccer level, but also his fitness level, right? Extremely fit. So now that he became an ambassador for Whoop, it really proves and really help us solidify across the board the idea that Whoop is meant to make you better, right? It's really to give you the insights that can make you better that nobody else can give you. So it has had a really positive impact in the company. I think that Cristiano Ronaldo actually embodies what we are looking for, right? Same as other athletes, but you're right. He's probably the most famous athlete on the planet. Yeah. So what better like endorsement like getting Cristiano Ronaldo on board? But also, you know, being the most famous athlete on the planet is a testament of the trust that somebody places on us to help them make better. So it's been very positive across the board. We are very motivated to make sure that we deliver to him and to everybody else the best of the best, backed by science. So we're very excited to have him be part of Whoop.
Perfect. And does his, you know, status kind of as an athlete and, you know, how he does focus on performance, probably more so than kind of, you know, the average person, you know, how do you guys, you know, take into account the data that you're getting, not just from Ronaldo, but some of the other athletes that you have on board that are representatives of Whoop? How does that data compare to the average person's data, and how do you guys determine how to, you know, integrate that into what you guys are looking to develop next, or if there is any difference at all?
Well, actually, that ties back to what we're talking about, privacy. So all the data that we collect from our members is completely private for everybody. So nobody can see anybody's data. And we are really putting a lot of effort on that to make sure that we are super reliable for our members, right? That they are feeling secure, that their data is secure with us. The athlete's data, let's say overall, is really hard to, I mean, it highlights from the data sets very easily because you can tell when somebody is like putting 110% effort on a daily basis, or their strain comes above 17 points average. But also, you will be very surprised to see that a lot of, like, let's say, non-famous athletes really put a lot of effort on their training as well. So it really, you can easily identify athletes versus non-athletes, but that's what we are getting into, right? Like, we know that we can track everything for athletes. We are very deep into that, but we want to make sure that people understand that this is not only for athletes. Whoop is for everybody. We want to make sure to get you better where you are. So it doesn't drive anything specifically, but it really pushes us internally to be better because it helps us understand the entire spectrum of your fitness, right? People who are really on the top level, like Cristiano Ronaldo, and people like me, for example, that are really low and we just barely practice some sports. So the entire spectrum of data set becomes really appealing. That's how you generate the really insightful and actionable data points for our members.
Perfect. Yeah. And of course, it sort of comes back, I guess, to that having that, you know, feedback, you know, from all users across the board and, you know, how it helps you guys in shaping kind of the evolution, you know, of the brand, of the products and the application and services that you guys, you know, want to offer. Is there anything else that you guys do when it comes to, you know, your way of approaching, you know, innovation within the product and new features that you roll out?
I mean, we try to tackle the innovations from every angle, not only from, I mean, let's say the first step is the hardware, right? We want to make sure that we give everybody the best technology that there is because we're running a lot of technology on the edge. We call it the edge, like on your wrist. From the fashion point of view as well, right? We are we are a completely wearable company. So not only the device, but where you wear the device, how you wear your device. So different colors, different, if you go to our website, you'll find different like fabrics, different, you know, patterns, and you can even design your own.
I love that. I did mess around with that a little bit actually myself when I was ordering mine. I was like, well, do I? I thought I'd try it out for a little while, and then I'll probably be splashing a little bit on some accessories, because there's so much to choose accessories from.
Yeah, that's exactly. So we want to make sure that the innovation comes from every angle, and then from the technology point of view, of course, partnership with the companies, but also like driving everyday, like the feedback that we collect from our customers, the feedback that we collect internally, the alert mechanisms that we have in place internally to detect drifts or room for improvement everywhere. Those loops in every of those verticals is what make us better and drive innovation internally. We want to make sure that we are at the top of innovation in every angle, wherever we are. So we really put an effort on that.
Perfect. And do you see, this is kind of a question actually popped into my head. Do you ever see Whoop kind of moving in the direction where it looks at maybe, yeah, some of the more fashion and accessories that it develops its products in, and you know, the materials that it used, like for instance, you know, maybe having like a partnership with like a third party, someone like Under Armour, for instance, that
I see
develops special materials. So obviously they've got their Rush material that helps with the transference of energy by sort of min recovery material. Do you envision Whoop ever cushion with some of its products and its wearables?
I mean, I cannot rule that out. That's probably not a question for me because I'm not on that vertical of the company. But I would say that if that is the feedback that we get from our members, we will certainly explore that. Mm. So we want to make sure, again, that we provide whatever makes everybody better. For example, the hydro, super hydro knit bands are really good for water. So for swimmers, right? Yeah. We also have swimsuits for men and women that where you can place the device, but we also provide the strap. So it's a little bit about everything, right? We want to make sure that if that is what the member base is looking for and there is a way for us to make that happen, we will certainly explore that.
Mm, perfect. Yeah, I'm really excited, not just as a customer, but obviously working within the field that I do to see the continuous development of Whoop and the Rex. Outside of Whoop, of course, obviously you've had quite a an impressive career yourself, within data engineering. And if you were to have maybe any advice for talent, of course, at Barrington James work or outside of Barrington James, what would be the bit of advice you would give someone sort of starting out their career? Or if you could go back 10 years and give yourself one bit of advice on the knowledge that you have now, what would that be?
I think one of the things that I try to share with people that I mentor on my free time or people that I talk to, it's like, be curious, curiosity. Like, that's where everything starts, right? Like, just dig deep, go, find, try, and don't stop learning. Then the second thing goes there with don't stop learning, because the moment you stop learning, then you are outdated. So keep learning. Make sure that you try everything. Don't discard anything just because you think it's not going to work. Give it a try. And relentless. Be relentless, because technology is a challenging environment. Everything evolves on a daily basis. Basically, 1 week you're using technology A, and by week three, it's completely outdated or has evolved so much that whatever you did is not needed anymore, or has been automated. Mm. So I think that the biggest advice I usually give people is like, be curious, don't stop learning, and don't give up. Keep trying. Because reward will come. And there is no better way or be better prepared for anything than with the information. And that goes again back to my passion of data. The more data that you acquire, the more information that you collect, the more things that you can digest, the more educated your decisions are going to be. So that would be my advice.
Perfect. Love it. And obviously, as you mentioned, Whoop's obviously growing, quite extensively over the next few years, expanding into, 11 new countries. What would you say to someone that maybe would be looking to explore a career at Whoop, and what Whoop would have to offer for them in terms of company culture and innovation.
Good call. Yes, we are always looking for the best talent. So if somebody is really interested into joining our teams, I will ask them to just go to the whoop.com website and find the career section. There is always something there. Again, we look for the best of the best, and we'll be thrilled to have everybody here to be part of the company. Culture-wise, this is a company where there is no politics, as I said at the very beginning. We are here to make things happen. We are extremely supportive. Everything, I would say that under the cultural thing that underlines how we work at Whoop is collaboration. We are constantly working with each other, with across team, cross-functional. So the culture here is like, let me help you get better. There is room for failure, and if you fail, fail fast and learn from that. And then we all grow together. We all succeed as a team here. So cultural-wise, Whoop is a very supportive environment, very fresh, very neat. You get to try the best things out of the best, the newest technologies, and deal with very, very smart people. Like, you are always be surrounded by not only supported, but very smart talented team members.
Perfect. I'm sure you've only been there a short period of time, but if there was the one thing that you would say is your most favorite thing of working at Whoop, what would that be?
I would go to support. Because being new, I got a lot of support from everybody that helped me get my feet wet and hit the ground running as fast as possible. So as I said also in the beginning, not only support from my managers to make sure that I succeed in my role, but also support from my peers, from my team. We all want us to be a single team and work with synchronicity. Mm-hmm. So that supportive system that we created here at Whoop and the company has as a cultural thing is very, very important.
Perfect. And what would you say to someone maybe is on the fence at the moment, in a very sort of saturated market where there is a few decisions what you could make? I won't mention any of the other brands, but what would you say to someone that would be looking in the market currently for a fitness tracker? They want to kind of take that next step into monitoring their personal health. What would you say to them? And for an attraction towards what you guys do?
Yes. Everything that we do here at Whoop is backed by science. So we take your health and your goals very seriously. But also we provide you with actionable insights. So take a chance, take one of our trials, try it for 30 days, and you will see what you get out of it. I promise you that as soon as you try this, you will be hooked. The data that you get and the information about yourself that you get is going to be humongous. So give it a try. Whoop is here to help you be better. Again, whatever your goal is. So try it for 30 days, and I promise you will be signing up for the year afterwards.
Probably where I'm going to be at very, very soon. I've only had it for 4 days. So I can definitely confirm that just from the short period that I've used it. And how can they do that? So people that want to give this a try, where can they go to get the first trial?
Great. Yes. So we're going to attach to this publication into this podcast a URL where people can go and sign up for a 30-day trial, and they will be able to try the strap, enjoy the benefits of getting to know your body better, and then decide when to become members. So it will be attached to this podcast, the URL.
Perfect. Excellent. Well, look, it's been an absolute pleasure getting to know about Whoop. Any sort of last thoughts you would like to leave with the viewers and the listeners with regards to what we do and what they've got to look forward to in the future?
Well, I would say let's leave two thoughts. One from the technology point of view, technology is here to help us. Still, there is a long road for all of us to learn and to make sure that we get better at that. But technology is here to be our co-pilot on everything that we do. AI is here to make us better, never to replace us, to make us better. And from the Whoop point of view, give it a try. Give it a try. We are really making huge strides in your health. So there are a lot of features that are coming, and I want to make sure that you are part of this journey before they become available. And it's never too late, because you can sign whenever you want. But be ahead of the game. Be ahead of the game with your health, with your goals, with everything that is related to your own body and performance. So jump on the train of Whoop, and I promise you will never regret it.
Excellent. Carlos, thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it. Very insightful information. Get yourself a 30-day trial. heavily recommend it. You'll be amazed at the impact that it can make to you straight away. Some of the decisions you'll make are definitely kind of life-changing. Thank you for your time, Carlos. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Matt. Have a good day. Very nice to be a part of this.